principles in this world, which are rejected by Srimad Bhagavatam right in the beginning. Dharma Prochita Kaitavatra Paramo. Because even the so-called religious principles that are practiced by people in this world are based on the principle of envy for one another. Who is superior? Who is inferior? Who is rich? Who is poor? Who is great? Who is small? Who has more influence over others? Who has less influence? Even performance of Yajnadana Tapa can create false pride in the heart of living entities. So Srimad Bhagavatam is called as Nirmatsaranam Satam. It is for those who are non-envious. Amongst the six anarthas in the heart, lust, pride, envy, anger, illusion, greed, it is said that envy is the last. That's why in Bhagavatam it is said Nirmatsaranam Satam, which means if envy is overcome, then it's like one stroke method. All the other previous anarthas are overcome in one shot. Like if one finishes off envy, then every other anartha is finished. But you will find in some of the translations of Prabhupada, Prabhupada says, almost every living entity in this world is envious of somebody else, based on unhealthy comparisons and contrast. And that is the nature of conditioned life. The soul by nature is very pure, and its consciousness is very pure, but it becomes polluted by envy. And when one becomes envious of others, one cannot appreciate the good in others. One cannot appreciate the greatness of others. One will only find oneself very prominent and special and important, and one doesn't pay any value for others. So this is our disease, which stops us from tasting the holy name, as we sing in that song. Sakale sammana kuri te shakati dehonata yata yata tabe to gaibo harinama suke aparadha behata. So the meaning of this prayer is sakale sammana means, when will the time come when I will respect each and every devotee? Sakale sammana kuri te shakati. When will I get that shakti? I only have the shakti to criticize others. But when will that shakti come by which I will always find good in all devotees, appreciate the greatness in others? That shakti will come when we give up envy, when we become non-envious. And for becoming non-envious, one should, within one's heart and externally, one should make a honest and sincere, genuine appreciation of devotees. And one has to be seated on a humble platform for doing that, because one should be ready to not see the good in oneself, but one should be able to see good in others and be able to appreciate it. It's a very difficult thing to do. That's why if one can be non-envious, he has already overcome many other obstacles in the path of spiritual life. Most of the problems are over for him. If a devotee is simply able to appreciate others and see greatness in others. That is why in the chanting of the holy name, the first two formulae are well known, Trinada Pishanichana Tarara Prashna, we say, but there is also Amanina Manadena. Not consider oneself to be great and anticipate respect from others, but be prepared to offer all respect to other living entities. That also can happen only when one is non-envious. Then he says, Kirtane Sadahari. Then you can always chant the holy names very feelingly. So these anarthas have a great potential to sap our enthusiasm. When there is no lust, you are a free bird. You can fly. You can be very enthusiastic. But as soon as there is lust, you become diseased. And this is only beginning. And the lust expansion to greed. Then lust, greed. Then when due to greed you earn more and more, accumulate more, then you become very proud, vanity, pride comes. So in this way, lust, pride, envy, anger, all these things follow one after another, and they make the conditioned soul very diseased. The unhealthy, diseased person, simply by seeing his movements, one can say. Similarly, an unhealthy heart does not allow one to chant the holy names peacefully. The unhealthy heart does not allow one to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So these are all holes in the heart which have to be patched up. One has to work on. And amongst them, the top one, the king of anarthas, is the envy. And envy cannot be engaged in Krishna service at all. Shishupala had to be cut off. His head had to be cut off for his envy. Because envy cannot be engaged in any way. So the envy has to be given up by deliberation and contemplation, understanding this disease in the heart, and by honest, genuine, sincere appreciation of Vaishnavas, by strenuously endeavoring to see their Vaishnava qualities. Then one can improve one's quality of chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Nam Prabhu ki.